We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Alumni Hall and, of course, online at 24/7 at alumnihall.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Alumni Hall UT and keep track of all the flash sales, discounts, and all that kind of good stuff. If you need new Tennessee gear, you can buy it at Alumni Hall and online at alumnihall.com. Been talking a lot of college football today. And as the playoff kind of shakes out, I do hate this about the SEC, though. Like, this weekend, I mean, thank God we're Tennessee fans. Because this weekend, like, sucks. I mean, it'll be fine.
This is one of the worst weekends in the SEC every year.
It'll be fine because, and I'm actually kind of glad. I don't know, maybe a noon kickoff from Columbia, Missouri, 11 o'clock local time would be better for Tennessee football, maybe. But a little selfishly for my own viewing habits, the fact that it's a night game is actually better because it'll make me want to tune in. It'll keep me engaged with college football during the day because I'll be waiting for the game. Whereas if they played at noon, especially if things didn't go well with this terrible SEC slate, I might kind of check out. But I guess you made a good point. While Georgia, Texas A&M doesn't matter for the SEC East race, like Georgia staying in the playoff hunt, they have to
take care of business. Yeah, it's meaningful. Arkansas coming off a bye at number one LSU. At least it's two SEC teams playing.
Did we mention that Georgia has clinched the East?
No, but they have clinched the East.
I said it three times, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard it either. Okay. How about them bleeping dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Smart. I hate that guy.
God, he's a moron, isn't he? They're never... I don't know. I won't say never. He holds them back. Now, he might be the reason they get to this point because of recruiting and stuff.
Mm.
But the in-game management, like, he just is not very good. I will give him credit. He did get them up for the Florida game. I did not think that they would be that on edge.
They
for
were ready.
One.
I felt like both teams
coming off a bye would have been pretty even in that department.
Yep.
But his team was more prepared than Florida was. He outcoached Dan Mullen in that one. So I got to give Kirby credit for that. But, I just don't think there's a lot of high-level game planning going on with Kirby Smart.
He's kind of the classic, like, I got a bunch of good dudes,
yeah,
and I'm just going to out-talent you. But, yeah, and in tight situations, I just don't trust him to make good coaching decisions,
mm-hmm.
At least not yet. He's a fairly young head coach, both in actual age and just years being a head coach, so I guess he could get a lot better, but
What do we think about the season Texas A&M's had? They're 7-3.
With that schedule, it's not bad.
I mean, they've got a 19-point loss to Alabama at home, but that was with a healthy, completely healthy Tua.
Still the closest loss Alabama has had outside of LSU.
Yeah. They lost by 8 at home against Auburn, and they lost by 14 on the road at Clemson in game 2.
Yeah, it's just a really tough schedule for them.
But they don't really have a
win either. They don't. That's why the Georgia game it's a good opportunity for them. That's at Georgia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have at LSU to end the season.
I mean, they got two chances to get that signature win, or they could go 7-5.
I mean, if they get one of those, you know, probably this weekend, go 8-4, like, I think their fans would be pretty happy.
Yeah, especially like we've said, like, they haven't been really embarrassed by anybody.
This actually brings me, though, to the big news item of the weekend for Tennessee football, in my opinion. On the bye week, this was the biggest thing that happened. Based on the way the SEC games went this weekend, Tennessee, even if they lose out, will finish third in the East.
Boom.
They could only be caught in record by South Carolina and Kentucky, who are both done at 3-5, but you've beaten both of them.
Wow. Third in the East.
Third in the East. You've already done it. People said, what's the first step? We got to get by these middle-of-the-pack teams.
Yeah.
You could lose to Vanderbilt, still be third in the East.
I don't want to lose to Vanderbilt.
No, I don't either. No. I mean, let's just go ahead and make sure we win these.
But third in the East feels pretty good.
Yeah.
One other point I was going to make really quickly on Texas A&M, they are seventh in the nation in recruiting. So, I mean, the Jimbo Fisher kind of moving forward, his future quarterback, Haynes King, is in that class.
Mm-hmm.
So, they could be turning the table after this year.
Billy's guy? No, your guy. Haynes King.
Not my guy anymore.
Oh, yeah. What's your guy?
Big Harrison Bailey guy over here.
Mm-hmm. Austin Thomas is their director of player personnel.
The GM.
Oh, yeah. That was the...
He ended up at A&M?
Yep.
Hmm.
LSU to Tennessee.
Kind of.
Just like Jeff Brohm.
Yeah, for a minute. We had him for a minute.
And then eventually
kind of surprised there wasn't a little more recruiting news coming out of Tennessee's camp over the bye week. That was a surprise. Thought maybe we'd hear some...
Thought they were saving one.
Not necessarily saving one. I just thought maybe with you know, a chance to get out on the road and recruit for a bye week, you'd have maybe a little momentum building. I just haven't heard that much. Kind of disappointing.
No, they're just laying the groundwork.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's moose season. Like, this is when he goes to work. This is when we
is loose.
We plant the seeds. We disappear for a while, and then Niedermeyer comes in and closes a couple of studs that we didn't really expect to get.
That's a good point.
Still an opportunity out there. Just, I guess, I thought we'd, you know.
Speaking of recruiting, Tennessee currently 20th in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings.
And that's not terrible. Especially, how many commits do we have right now?
18 commits.
So we got 7 spots to fill.
You got 9 4-stars, 8 3-stars, and 1 2-star, but your 2-star is a...
The number one ranked long snapper in the country.
Yeah.
It's weird that he hurts you. We've said that, though. Once they get to 21, he won't count against you, because really, even though he's the best player at his position, he's hurting your recruiting grade right now.
You're 20th?
Yeah, that's a... Stupid.
You're 20th nationally, but you are 8th in the SEC.
Yeah, middle of the pack. 3rd in the East? Or no, 4th probably.
South Carolina's ahead of you.
South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida are all ahead of you. Got to tidy that up. It's weird, too, especially the last month and a half or so. You've got momentum on the field. You're seeing improvement at pretty much every position. I'm surprised that the recruiting hasn't gotten a little bit better. It does make me wonder, is Tennessee looking at some coaching changes at the end of the year and some guys, I don't want to say they've mailed it in, but maybe you're not having certain guys recruit certain players or travel around as much because they're not going to be here next year?
You are 9th in average player rating, too. So it's in the SEC.
Okay.
Yeah. Kentucky's I'm going to wait until
the finish line. But there's clearly some work to do on the recruiting trail for Pruitt and the gang. Got to tidy it up.
I guess they kind of sent this in over the weekend, but is there any big-name players to kind of keep an eye on that you all have heard about that Tennessee's still possibly in the running for? I mean, I know they had Darnell Washington on campus not too long ago, 5-star tight end. I haven't really heard of anybody else that they're like, hey, we got a good chance of getting this guy. I mean, I know there are going to be some other – schools make a change on their head coach, so that could shake up the recruiting for some of those players that might already be committed. But I mean, you're less than a month away from early signing period.
Yeah, I haven't heard any, like, there's not been any like big time guys where it's like, oh, back in with this one kind of out of nowhere. Or I mean, it's just,
yeah, well, Darnell Washington is a big one. Noah Sewell, inside linebacker from Orem, Utah. He's a 5-star, 6'2", 266. Inside linebacker, that's a big boy, 6'2", 266. Mercy. Arian Smith, a 4-star receiver from Lakeland, Florida. Not exactly trending in the right direction there, but you got maybe a little bit of a shot. Amari Thomas, the defensive tackle from Briarcrest in Memphis, 4-star.
Okay.
He was on a Periscope or something, Instagram Live with Cooper Mays. So I think Tennessee's trending in the right direction there. Tyler Barron, the strong side defensive end from Catholic. I mean, there's still some good players on the board.
Is Ribka on there? Or Ribka? I don't know how you say it.
Ribka, I think. I don't see him, but I'm not. That doesn't mean much.
Apparently they
Lenneth Whitehead,
him.
Inside linebacker from Athens Academy in Georgia.
He was
4-star.
Supposed to commit between Tennessee and South Carolina at some point, but didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I think that was actually good news for Tennessee. He wants to play some offense, maybe, and South Carolina's like, no, you need to play defense.
Interesting. Tennessee leads the Crystal Ball 38%. Undecided also has 38% and 25% South Carolina. Rusty Manziel, who is a recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports, has predicted he goes to Tennessee. So... Man. it feels like you might get commits from a lot of guys that we haven't really followed, but that are actually going to end up being, you know, 4- and 5-star players. Kendall Dennis, corner, Lakeland, Florida. Apparently, we are trying to get a couple guys from Lakeland. 6 foot, 174, 4-star. We'll see.
Yep, definitely something to keep an eye on. It used to be the season kind of ended, and the bowl games ended. Then you turn your eyes to recruiting.
Can't do it now.
Now it's like the season ends, and it's recruiting.
Yeah.
And then back to bowl games. Yeah, it's going
to
be quick.
Hopefully a bowl game. Be nice. Haven't had to worry about that for a couple of years.
Even if this weekend, like, surely.
No, yeah,
it's a hot seat if you don't win.
At least one of the next two.
Yeah. Ah. We'll win one at least, if not both.
I don't know, man. Everything's been going really well recently.
I know.
They remember what you do in November.
That's why you should be optimistic, Davey. Or you don't have to wait for tomorrow. Just be optimistic now.
We're going bowling. I'm not worried about that. But I feel like you definitely want the 15 extra practices for this team.
It's like Nashville or Memphis for the bowl game.
Really?
Maybe if you win both, maybe it'll...
I'd like to blow out both of these teams, get a little hype rolling, and then maybe go to Taxslayer Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Music City Bowl for this team. If they win the next two, that'd be a pretty good. At least the crowd would be there.
True.
If they win the next two and go 7-5, I think the fans are going to travel regardless of where the bowl game is. I just think Florida, cozy.
Right.
A little
right.
warmer.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go someplace warm. The end of a football season, again.
Of course, with the weather around here, Nashville could be warm.
That's true.
January, you just never know.
You never know. We'll come back with more. Hour three. Three and out. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. I want to remind you this Wednesday from 3 to 6, Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. It's the OEB Law Turkey Drop. Come on out. Get you a free turkey.
We don't
turkey.
Drop turkeys.
No. We'll just hand you one.
Yeah. And you don't drop it.
Absolutely free. You don't have to do anything except show up and get one.
We've rented a helicopter. We're filling it with turkeys. First come,
frozen.
First serve.
Seek shelter.
Smoky Mountain Brewery, 3 to 6 this Wednesday. If you can get there, you can pick up a turkey. If you know someone in need, especially, pick them up a turkey. It's the OEB Law Turkey Drop this Wednesday, Smoky Mountain Brewery, 3 to 6. Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek, 3 until 6. Wednesday's also $6 Burger Day every Wednesday at Smoky Mountain Brewery. And we really appreciate OEB Law helping us give away a ton of turkeys this Thanksgiving season. As it's kind of snuck up on me this year. 2 games left? Are you kidding? It's even an extra week.
Sorry, buddy.
I know. We wait all summer. And sometimes by this point in the season, I've got a little football fatigue. But I think it's because Tennessee started so poorly. And now it's so refreshing to see them play well. That, like, I can't wait to get to Saturday. See this Missouri game.
Do you know the average weight of the turkeys we're giving away?
No.
What's a big Thanksgiving? How big is a big one?
10 pounds.
Last year, Russell and I went and bought them ourselves. I mean, they were... pretty high-end.
Probably more than 10.
Nice turkeys. I mean, they're not like, they weren't like jumbo oversized, but they weren't like tiny little turkeys either. Just nice, medium
turkey. The average weight of a turkey at Thanksgiving is 15 pounds. So if we're giving away 150 turkeys, we really are giving away a ton of turkeys.
Really?
13.3 pounds would have to be the average for it to be a ton.
Man.
A ton of turkey?
Come get you some.
What other radio station's doing that? Free turkeys for the fans.
There you go.
Too bad we're only going to have 37 people show up.
I know. What are we going to do with the rest of them?
Turkey chili, turkey soup.
Mm. What's your favorite way to have turkey prepared for Thanksgiving? Are you like deep fry it, just bake it in the oven?
I'm a brine it so that it gets good and flavorful, stays juicy, oven baked. With a cheesecloth on top so it doesn't burn, it stays juicy. Mm.
I'm sure that's delicious. My father-in-law does the Cajun turkey, though, and it's just phenomenal.
What does that mean? Is it fried?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I've ever had fried turkey.
It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got, like, this oilless fryer now. Because that was always the...
How does that work?
I'm not sure. But
is it air fryer?
It was always the you know, the big pain was having to buy the oil every year or whatever for it. I don't know all the
details.
And
it's dangerous.
Yeah, it can
blow. A lot of people don't thaw the turkey. They put it right in the oil and it just fire.
He puts a lot of work into it. He gets out these huge syringes and puts the Cajun juices in. Oh, it's delicious.
Keeps it moist and spices the meat.
I'm hungry.
With a lot of that Cajun
maybe you'll draw
turkey,
the all you can eat challenge.
A lot of that
will you trade me?
Why do you think I'm going to draw? First of all, if I draw that, I'm probably not going to trade you because it depends on what. Is that even allowed? Are we allowed to trade punishments?
He said if the other people agreed, you could. Billy's not here today. He'll have to draw tomorrow. So I'd have to get.
Should we all have to draw on the same day?
You all want to draw tomorrow? Or do you want to get it over
with? The only problem is if you draw something and you have to like do a little bit more prep than just one day.
Is there anything that more. I mean.
Should you draw for Billy?
He never forgive me if I get something bad. I feel like he has to reach into the box.
Well, he shouldn't have skipped work.
He had to.
You and you people with your kids. Oh, we had to miss.
I can't wait for you to have
there's
a kid.
1,000 people out
every,
here.
Just every gonna, kid joke you've ever made
she
on
could
me
just is, sleep out there in gonna, the waiting room.
Yeah. waiting well, we got babysitters. They come in about 9 o'clock.
I mean,
I should have brought my dog. They just let them stay together.
Brandon Orr and Rick on the babysitting team. I mean, that's they got it.
If she starts to cry, he can just go out, miss a segment or two, not the whole show.
We could you can just give her some headphones. She could listen to the show.
I feel like you guys should do this bit tomorrow so he can defend himself.
No, this is way better.
I can't.
You
wait got for
to make
you,
fun of people when you
specifically, Houston. When you have a child, I can't wait to give it back to you. Everything you've ever joked on me about.
My kid's not going to ruin my life. Or run it. I'm the man of the house.
So is Billy going to draw for himself tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. If you were Billy, would you want me to draw for you today?
Yeah. I would want anyone to draw for me.
Okay. Maybe you don't apply, Davey.
I mean, it's
Davey's
fair.
Davey's
going
to try and get somebody else to draw for him
it's
on Friday.
It's a random draw. Like, we can't rig it.
True.
We could, but we're not going to.
I mean, they're all bad. It's not even like you would know which one to get.
Some are worse than others. But
I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know. I haven't seen
no,
the
that. No, that was the point of the.
Right.
You know. You texting him?
Ask him.
Can't believe he's not listening. What a.
I know. He's wow, tweeting this
completely out.
He's probably still just asleep.
Yeah. Sad. He probably is still asleep, actually. Oh, I got to stay home, my kid.
Do we have somebody on the phone line?
Yes, we do.
We're just making him hold through this whole thing. Poor guy.
Seth on the line, yeah.
Let's go to Seth.
Yeah, let's save us, Seth.
How's it going, guys?
really cold intro for Seth there. Sorry, that's on Nate.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, oh, let's get to the guy on the phone line.
I felt bad,
what do you want, Seth?
I meant to go to you right off the top, and then I got child-hating Chris over here.
I don't hate children.
I think he's been holding that cell phone remark from your daughter. I think he's been holding that over all children since that happened.
He has.
Yeah,
he's
always on your phone.
It is a fact.
Oh, man. I think that was like the first day I listened to you guys, too. Like, I remember Houston saying
sorry.
That. I think that was like the first day. I was like, man, this guy hates kids. Like,
I don't hate kids. I wouldn't hate my own kid. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd hate him more. I don't know.
You probably would.
One of my buddy's friends said that his son said that he thinks of kids like he thinks of like his own gas. Like he likes his own, but he can't stand anybody else's. It's kind of like that situation.
Gross.
Guys, I'm kind of just getting into the show. Have you guys talked about Kerry Blackshear and what a terrible decision it was for him to go to Florida?
We mentioned Florida. We did not specifically mention Blackshear in that regard. We did say he's probably their best player right now, but they are not very good because Mike White is a terrible coach, and I'm wondering if Kerry and the family regret their decision to go there.
Yep. It's funny, though. Kentucky fans think that they're the ones that should have gotten him. I was like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. We had him.
There's a lot of weird backstory that may or may not be true. But apparently Tennessee tried to say they don't use their posts well. And then Florida showed a bunch of footage of their posts scoring against Tennessee, which is ironic because they lost both of those games. And it's also hilarious to me that Florida on the verge of falling out of the top 25 after a 2-2 start. Meanwhile, Tennessee undefeated beats number 20 Washington on a neutral floor. Going to be in the top 20, probably going to be ranked ahead of Florida when the polls come out today. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but, I mean, I don't know what even happened to Mike White, man. Everybody was like, really? I mean, I think there was a video on Twitter posted of, like, his win against Kentucky, like, 2017, and people are just, like, wondering what happened. The team's, like, shooting threes, you know, playing really high pace, and then now he goes to that, like, five-out, you know, offense that, I mean, I just don't think you can run a five-out offense and, you know, in most basketball.
And I don't know why he chooses to do that. Like, he's got a team full of athletes. Like, just run, cut, like, you know, run a real offense, and he bogs them down more often than not.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, they're running out the they're running out of time on the shot clock. I'm like, you have 30 seconds. Like, you should not be you shouldn't be having to put up a shot with 2 seconds left on the shot clock every time you're down the floor.
Obviously, you know, I want to beat Florida, Seth, but I also kind of need Mike White to win just enough games to where they can't fire him. Like, he's the perfect coach for me at Florida. Like, kind of good, pretty bad, wins just enough, but never going to do anything to really scare you. I mean, he has recruited well, but I don't know. It's like he doesn't get the results from the talent that other coaches get with less talent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's like, I've looked at Florida fans on there, and they're all talking about, like, you know, how Rick Barnes has done with this team and the teams that he's had, and Mike White can't even win with the talent he has this year.
I mean, yeah, Davey was saying it, like, Blackshear doesn't even look as good this year as he did last year with Virginia Tech. And I get it. Like, it might take him some time to kind of settle in, but I just don't think that offense makes sense with the players that he had. And I'm with you. Like, when we were looking for coaches back in the day, I liked Mike White. I liked the opportunity there.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. And I was, like, really upset we didn't get him.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet. A big one. Because now he is the thing holding Florida basketball back the most.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't, like, the bad thing is there's a lot of Florida fans that are trying to, like, defend him from what I've seen on Twitter, and I just don't see how you can defend. I can understand you can defend, like, the FSU loss. You know, they're a really athletic team. Like, you know that.
And they do that every year. They always beat a couple people that you don't expect. Florida State's good.
But UConn, I mean, UConn, you know, historically, yes, they're a good program, but, I mean, they haven't been good, and, you know, since, you know, Kemba Walker, you know, that year. I mean, I just don't think that you can excuse a loss and being held to 59 points, even if it is on the road. I still think that, you know, you got to play better than that. And two losses this early in the season, I mean, you're probably going to drop, you know, I don't know if they drop out of the top 25. But
they'll be flirting with it.
Yeah, they're going to be at least probably, you know, 22, you know, at least 22 to 25 or something like that. But, you know, I really think, you know, Kerry Blackshear probably regrets going there. When he could have come here and we could have really used a big man like him to really solidify our depth a little bit.
You hate to see it. Yeah. Sad stuff. Thanks for the call, Seth. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. Anytime we get to victory lap around Florida's little debacle they got going on, I'll take that.
That's a mess.
I guess we got a draw.
Yeah. Billy's weighed in.
Yeah. Doesn't want to draw today.
Well, he said it didn't matter.
Said it doesn't matter. So what do you guys want? YouTube, let me know.
I'll think about it during the break.
I'm not going to be on the hook for this.
If I draw bad, I want to draw tomorrow. If he gets two, I get two.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. He's got to make a call. He says it doesn't matter. So if I draw for him today, that's what he gets.
Well, should we all just draw tomorrow?
We can do that if y'all want to. But then that's what Davey's saying. He's worried about prep.
There's not really, I mean, anything you have to, you can do it in a day. Yeah.
Gluttony challenge is a little different.
What? Yeah, food not readily available. What are you talking about?
Well, I have. We'll discuss during the break.
We may or may not draw our helmets. Golly,
you didn't. So don't say we. You didn't. You don't have a helmet to draw.
I meant we as a show.
Shut up. Yeah. Man, don't victory lap me like that.
Sorry.
Thank you. Apology accepted, but it didn't mean that much to me. Punk.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Shut up, Nate. Mr. Safe this week.
Monday Night Football tonight. Don't forget MyBookie, the official
Chargers
sports book.
And
Chiefs. MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Get your bets in on that one. It opened like Chiefs by a little more than a field goal, and it's been moving more and more in that direction. I think you can still
it
get
should.
By
I was surprised it was so close when it first opened.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Chiefs kind of choked against the Titans, but, I mean, the Chargers are choke artists, right? Like, I don't know. John Reed's told me that the novice bettor typically takes the favorite too much. And I definitely fall into that category, but I don't know. If like this week, the favorites all are pretty, I mean, I don't know, pretty safe. Not so much in the NFL. The NFL's pretty even, but in college football, a lot of favorites just won. I don't know. We'll see. All right.
Yeah.
It's that time to draw some punishments. South Carolina, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, all let the boys down this week. I got to pick a team. I took LSU. I'm safe. Billy's going to draw tomorrow, but we are going to have drawings by Davey and Houston today so they know what's coming.
I'll give Hudson the honors this week.
You got the list, Davey?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to bring you the box.
Yes, yeah, take the box. Make sure you mix it up for an hour.
Play by play.
Okay, thank you. I used to be so good at this game. Not anymore.
When did it turn?
I don't know. I think I've lost two out of my last three.
What do I want?
It's just been bad helmets. I mean, automatic death. What are you going to do? And then Ole Miss against LSU.
I don't feel good about today.
What you got?
49ers. I want to say I've already drawn them.
I think somebody already has had the 49ers.
Yeah, they're not on the list.
Okay. That was baby food. That was me. Neat.
Eagles. They have also been drawn. I don't remember.
Are you sure?
I mean, they're not on the list that Billy sent us have updated.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'll go back in here.
I don't remember what that one was.
Next one. The Lions. Well, veto because I'm not drinking nacho cheese.
Oh, the veto is
veto
gone.
Veto is being enacted right now.
Whoa, this is actually big news.
Veto.
First ever veto.
Yep.
You that sure you
sure
don't
as hell ain't
you
happening.
Sure you don't want to go cheese?
Yeah. I'm 100% positive.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The only thing I'm just like I cannot do.
One for the year, no cheese. And now whatever he gets, if it's a viable helmet, will be
the Packers.
And
oh good. Yes. Edward football hands. So
that'll make doing the producer work very easy. That show's going to be a nightmare.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but I'll take it.
You're just going to have to get creative. So you're going to have a football strap to each hand for the entire show, and I think one on your head, if I recall correctly.
Okay. I mean, hell, that's a lot easier than anything else I've had.
Man, that's the one I wanted. Of course you get off
eating. I'll trade you this for gluttony.
We'll see what I get. We'll see what I get.
Oh, yeah.
Lions helmet back in the box, please.
Does that mean
what?
I can draw the Lions again?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Once you veto it,
okay.
You can't get it again. All right, Hodge, just bring me that stupid box with the stupid helmets in it.
Oh, this worked out pretty good. All right. He's got the list. Houston's going to draw. He gets his
in.
He's got his first helmet.
Steelers.
Again, Houston has to wear a suit to work for a week.
Again?
That's not a bad challenge. I mean, it's easy.
I got to get up earlier. Oh, come on. Again with the suit to get out of here.
It's better than
game.
The nacho cheese, trust
I would,
me.
No, I would take the nacho cheese over suit. You guys don't ever have to wear suits. Suit to work for a
I'm
week.
I'm kind of glad that one's off the board.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I look good. It just makes it very difficult right after the show. And before the show, suit to work. I should have taken that one off. That one.
See, that's why you can't draw tomorrow, because that would have saved you'd have had to like wear one.
Nate, reach in there and just see what you might have gotten for Billy.
Oh, we're doing this, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Just reach in there real quick.
It feels
wrong.
No, I don't like it. I don't think you should do it.
It messes the mojo
in
the box.
Yeah.
Talking about it messes the mojo.
It's a mojo thing.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I agree. Because what if it's a good one? And Billy's like, oh, I do want that one.
It doesn't matter. Then he can't get it. Then he's just mad because he had the option.
No.
Dang it.
Suit to work.
When the, how did I do that? Do I start Wednesday, then go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday? Is that what I did?
I guess so.
All right.
I don't remember.
Great.
That sounds right.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Gotta go to the dry cleaner, probably.
Or you can start tomorrow on Optimism Tuesday and just go through Monday.
Just look good on Optimism Tuesday.
Yeah.
It might be worth it. Might be worth
it. I really don't care. You just need to do 5 days in the next seven.
Thank you, Nate. Thanks for the math.
Yeah. No problem. I'm an expert at that. Okay. I have a degree that says so.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's better than the nacho. You think the nacho cheese isn't that bad. I love nacho cheese. I don't care if it's the cheap nacho cheese out of the little machine like at the ball field. Like, nacho cheese, delicious. But not when you have to eat three jars of it, or two jars, or however much it is.
I can't remember how much I gave you.
I think we actually made it less for this year.
You did.
I was supposed to eat three last
year.
You
were a champion of it, though. You did a good job.
Telling you. You got two of one flavor and one of a third. And if I had to eat three of the same, it'd have been over.
Like, no chance. The third one was a little spicier.
Yeah. It's the only way I could get it down.
Flavor change up. Oof. Not making
that
mistake.
It's like you
again.
With the sliders and no, you didn't bring your like ketchup
forgot
and mustard.
My, forgot
and
everything.
It was
that
so
was
bland.
So, oh, it was brutal. Ugh. Suit to work.
What kind of footballs are we getting for him?
Mm.
Like, do we want like Nerf ones so you can at least try to do stuff? Or is it going to be like the Nike one sitting over there, like full size?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe mix it up.
He won't be able to answer the phones.
No, he can. It'll just be very difficult.
That's fine with me.
I mean, we could put the little, like, the ones the cheerleaders throw into the stands. So it's like he has some type of point and he's got a.
Maybe we should just tape them all up and down his arm.
A bunch of small footballs?
Yeah.
Mini footballs?
We'll figure this out. We don't have to do it on the air.
Glad we drew today, so you have an extra day to figure all this out.
Shut up.
Hard work.
Well, if we draw tomorrow, he probably doesn't do that one. He probably gets a different one because you probably shake the helmets a little differently tomorrow.
It's true. It's true.
I hope Billy gets something awful. I hope he gets pickled pigs.
I mean,
feet.
You guys kind of eliminated two of the not so bad ones. I feel like Billy would have taken either one of those two over probably what he gets tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, there's big news coming up at 11:30 on the Blitz. Have you seen this?
I have heard it, and I don't.
The Parlay Prince, Weston Filet-O-Fish Brown, producer to the stars of the Blitz, has gone out west to get married and apparently has the coolest fiance on the planet. He put it on speakerphone the other day and said, hey, you know, we're going to do our vows while we're out there. Why don't we just let Rick officiate the wedding and do them on the Blitz? And she was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What could go wrong?
I don't know about this. And he's like, yeah, it'll be great. We'll be the only people to ever get married on Fan Run Radio. Apparently in Colorado, you don't have to be a minister.
What a distinguished honor.
You don't have to be a minister to officiate the wedding in Colorado. You just get the form filled out and you're good to go. So the ceremony can be performed by anyone or no one. You can just stand there, the two of you, and just do it. Just say, okay, we're married. Here, file it. Done.
Going to have a marriage live on the Blitz.
Yeah. Well, at first I thought it wasn't going to happen. I was like, yeah, she's not. She's vetoing this, like, for sure. She was like, nah, I don't think so. And then she's like, well, I'll think about it. So then I thought, no.
You can't get this anywhere else.
Maybe a couple days later, she'll then say no or whatever. 6 minutes later, Chris, six. I checked the timestamp. She calls back. He puts her on speakerphone again.
I'm in.
First words out of her mouth. Let's do it. Hmm. So sure. Rick Butler.
They'll never forget this one.
Is going to marry Weston Brown and his fiance live on the Blitz coming up at 11:30.
What could go wrong?
Live from Colorado.
From here.
From the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Those guys are so weird.
They'll have this forever.
Can't wait for the podcast.
We'll come back. Final segment of 3 and Out.
What are we doing?
Monday edition of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Keep it locked here. Well, you've done it now. Now I'm putting the double cup on. You normally play this on Friday.
You really messed this one up, Hudson. Might have cursed the Vols.
I know.
Maybe.
You know what, though? I'm going to give you a pass because it could go either way. Or maybe what happened over the weekend will cancel out this blunder on your part. Apparently, Garth played Rocky Top to end his concert in Neyland Stadium. And he said at some point, I think, you know, God bless the USA, God bless Tennessee. So Neyland Stadium is now re-blessed by Garth Brooks. So Vols by a million when Vanderbilt comes back to town.
I didn't get to attend the concert, but where I was fishing, I could hear him doing his sound check on Saturday before the event. Sounded like it was going to be a good show, but a lot of people came away underwhelmed.
Really?
So they said they thought he mailed it in.
I heard on the sound check he messed up on Rocky Top.
On the sound check?
Yeah.
Well,
what's a sound check?
Yeah, like, that's what it's for.
You're supposed to always have a bad dress rehearsal. It's like weddings, you know. You want to? I'm sure Filet of Fish had a bad rehearsal, but then on the Blitz he'll crush it as they get married next on Fandom Radio. Apparently, Garth tweeted or something. Instagram. I don't know, something that he was loading the bus. And that made a lot of people mad because the CMAs had just happened. So people were in the state, big stars. And when he said, I'm loading the bus, people thought that a lot of star guests
apparently
were
going to
show
there was
up.
No guest. Nothing. At all.
Yeah, and the opening act was not anything to write home about. So
they got like 89,000 people in there. It was packed.
There were more people in there than for football games this year.
Could have done without that, Nate. Thank you. I mean, you're right, but I need to kick the body.
I'm sorry.
Facts only.
The field was full. They just didn't use the north upper.
Right. And apparently they're resodding the field.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I think
that was the plan.
Yeah, but Garth is paying for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah.
We haven't had field issues since Butch Jones left, though, really.
No, because we have the right grass now. Because we don't have the stupid, awful grass that stays green when it gets cold, but is actually awful to play football on.
Can we always keep the natural grass? I see all more and more of these fields go to turf, and
I don't think we're a grass expert. Thanks for pulling that one out.
What was that again?
I'm not a grass expert.
No, you're not. You're a big dumb idiot who ruined legs and lives by having to have green grass, you moron.
Is there any new
Arkansas going to hire him? By the way,
yeah. Is there any new coaching search updates for Arkansas or Florida State? I mean, like, I feel like Florida State needs to announce Bob Stoops pretty soon, or it's not happening.
Yeah, the momentum kind of died on that one, huh?
Yeah, been negotiating for 10 days. You know what they say, Houston? Time kills deals.
Time kills deals.
Mm-hmm.
Print the shirt. Maybe don't. I don't know.
Did you see? Okay, this isn't anybody who would be getting fired soon, but Scott Frost got a contract extension.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Nebraska's administration's dumb.
Why? I mean,
it's not a raise. It's just an extension. They put 2 more years on the deal.
Did the buyout go down?
No.
That'd be the only way I'd give him more years is if I could lower the buyout.
So he's now locked in through 2026.
That makes no sense.
They have lost 4 straight. They have games against Maryland and Iowa to close the season. They are currently 4-6.
He is 8-13 for his career so far at Nebraska. And according to CoachesHotSeat.com, the one I usually go to a lot, he is the second-ranked coach on the hot seat.
That makes no sense.
That doesn't make it. They just extended him, and he's on the hot seat?
This was updated before then.
I mean, they're not going to fire Scott Frost ever, maybe. But, yeah, not a good year for Frost and the Huskers. Sorry, Mitchell.
Will Muschamp is 3rd. Joe Moorhead's 4th. Barry Odom is 5th. Derek Mason is 6th.
Did you see Mason after their loss this weekend saying, we're going to be good in cycles?
No.
Like, we're going to come up, and then we're going to go back down? It was a very weird thing to say.
Yeah. I thought he was built for this job. A lot of people want this job.
I'm not saying he's wrong. It's just a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know if he is on the hot seat for real. Like, I don't know that Vanderbilt would fire him. Like, who are you going to get if you're Vanderbilt and you fire Derek Mason?
Butch Jones.
Ugh. That should be really funny.
I feel like this hot seat list is all out of order. Like, it's not even close. Like, who do you think it is really the closest to actually being fired in all of college football? They have Mark D'Antonio as the top number one guy.
Again, I don't think Michigan State's going to fire him. Do you?
I would think it's more Clay Helton, who's down at, like,
I would
25.
Say Helton. I'd say Helton's up there. I mean, they'd have to hit a home run, but if Urban Meyer's lurking, then yeah, you roll him. Is Muschamp on the block?
Oh yeah, Muschamp's 3rd, but
no,
But will they fire him?
No.
No, because...
I don't think so.
Well,
either.
I don't know. Their AD came out with the vote of confidence, I think. I think it was the AD. Somebody did. Somebody said...
Yeah, Michigan State came out for the vote of confidence with Mark D'Antoni.
Fulmer did that to Pruitt earlier in the year, and it kind of worked.
But that's true. I think we talked about this, Nate, the day you might have been out, but Will Muschamp, his buyout would be $19 million if he's fired at the end of the season.
Yeah, they ain't firing him. Muschamp, well,
safe. South Carolina has a lot of money because of winning that $1 billion lottery. But
oh, yeah.
They're not.
What?
Well, just the state government, because the $1 billion lottery winner was in the state. So oh. Powerball.
Interesting.
So he paid a lot in taxes.
Gotcha.
But they were asking a lot of people within South Carolina's government whether they would help pay the buyout. And they're like, no, we're not.
Yeah, when he said South Carolina, he meant the state of, not the university. I mean, I'd say the university's in pretty decent shape because they're not paying for Steve Spurrier. You know, like, he retired, so they don't.
Interesting.
They're not saddled with the buyout of the previous coach at the moment, like some places are. Their athletic director is Ray Tanner, who was the longtime baseball coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he would be a very patient guy to fire.
That's a fair point.
As a former coach, especially a guy that was there for a long time. Their schedule this year was brutal. I always thought Muschamp would get next year, even, no matter how bad it got.
Yeah, this was a really tough year for them. And they're obviously they close with Clemson. Where is that game this year?
I think it's in Columbia.
Okay.
That'd be something.
Could knock them out of the playoffs.
That'd be hilarious if they beat Georgia and Clemson in the same year they don't go to a bowl.
And if LSU beats Georgia, but then a bunch of crap happens, the South Carolina loss would keep both of those teams out. Like, they'd both be in if they just won that game.
Doesn't that feel exactly like Will Muschamp, though?
Yes.
Like, terrible,
yes.
But somehow just ruins it enough?
Right. He's like that.
It's like he took all of his good luck that he normally has against Tennessee and said, I would like to sprinkle half of that against Georgia and half of that against Clemson. Tennessee can have the win, but I'm going to keep these two teams out of the playoff. Very fitting. Very fitting, if that is the way it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism
they're
Tuesday.
They're on a bye this week. I might get healthy.
Oh, they're getting
ready
for
Clemson.
Oh, danger. Danger,
weird,
Clemson.
Weird
danger.
Schedule.
Danger, Dabo. In Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
Night game? Have they set the time yet? Terrible towels waving all over the place.
Sand
black jerseys.
Storm.
Look out.
Black magic.
Are we optimistic for tomorrow? You got some stuff for Tennessee football and basketball? Basketball seems pretty easy at this point.
Oh, how could you not be? Yeah.
We'll get the rankings probably today at noon.
Yeah, and Pruitt will have his game week press conference today. Maybe we'll find out some things about the health of the team.
Yeah.
Quarterback? Or is he going to keep that? That'll be a secret. He'll keep that a secret.
I bet he's got a good plan, though.
We have a plan.
He's been a savant recently. He's just known when to push and pull the right buttons.
Start Maurer. If he's not awesome, in goes JG. There,
hell,
there's the plan.
He might start JG, and if he's not good, Maurer comes in and wins you a game.
The universe would implode. I'd take it.
We'll do it tomorrow. Weddings coming up next on the Blitz. Nick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.
What are we doing?